In thinking about putting together this year's View from the Sector panel, and Tomer alluded to this, it occurred to me that last year and perhaps in prior years, when we think about things somewhat myopically, what's going on with public charities, with private foundations, with C4 organizations, what's the IRS and Treasury's perspective on those organizations, what kind of guidance is coming, et cetera. And we will, and I in particular, will focus about on that. But I think this year in particular, having a perspective of what's going on outside of our umbrella, if you will, in the larger tax policy, tax legislative space, and how that will impact the EO sector and philanthropy is very much top of mind. And so Alex in particular is going to focus on what's going on in the sort of broader sense of things and how we bring that home to the implications for what we do and the types of organizations that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And I think sort of this year in particular, it's very cogent and necessary to be aware of those kinds of developments. So just to start, what's happening in the sector itself? What are the current regulatory issues that really have everyone most focused and concerned? And I think I would perhaps choose three to bring you up to speed on this morning. One, donor-advised funds. The other, recent regulations, proposed regulations regarding an organization's obligation to notify the service of its intent to operate as a C4. And then we'll speak about some of the priority guidance items and what we might anticipate we'll see from the service and Treasury in terms of guidance.